Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Some years ago, an important court trial centered on a document offered in evidence by the prosecution. The defense attorney had produced a duplicate document, maintaining that this second copy was the original manuscript. As he held this defense document in his hand toward the window, the prosecuting attorney happened to notice a peculiar watermark in the paper. Contacting a paper manufacturer while the court recessed, he established the fact that no paper with that peculiar watermark had been manufactured until some years after the date on the manuscript. The defense document was therefore proven to be a counterfeit. Yes, a watermark may prove to be important. Someone has called the watermark on the Epistle to the Romans the phrase, "of God." It occurs 59 times in the 16 chapters. With this broadcast, we begin a new series of studies on the Emmaus Bible Hour. On these 13 programs, we'll be studying together the Epistle to the Romans. We'll be taking a close look at this book of the Bible. We have study notes prepared by Mr. William MacDonald. For those interested, we'll be glad to send information on obtaining this Emmaus Correspondence Course. Be sure to copy down our address at the close of the program. This first lesson is titled, Paul and His Plans. One of the easiest ways to understand the Epistle to the Romans is to think of it as a series of questions and answers. As the Apostle Paul wrote the letter, he was undoubtedly aware of the difficulties that would arise in the minds of some and of serious objections which would be raised by others. He therefore seems to mention these problems one by one. And then he proceeds to answer them in a way that shows that the book is truly inspired of God. Someone has said that this epistle shows how God meets every attitude that the mind of man takes in relationship to himself and his truth. We will think of the epistle as containing 11 main questions. If you'll learn these questions and the answers to them, you'll have a working knowledge of the Epistle to the Romans. Now let's look at those 11 questions. First, what is the subject of the epistle? Second, what is the gospel? Third, why do people need the gospel? Fourth, according to the gospel, how can sinners be justified by a holy God? Fifth, does the gospel agree with the teaching of the Old Testament scriptures? Sixth, what are the benefits of the gospel in a person's life? Seventh, does the teaching of the gospel, salvation by faith alone, encourage or even permit sinful living? Eighth, does the gospel tell Christians to keep the law in order to lead a holy life? Ninth, how then is the Christian enabled to live a holy life? Tenth, does the gospel, proclaiming salvation for the Gentiles as well as the Jews, mean that God has broken his promises to his earthly people, the Jews? And finally, 11th, how should Christians show by their everyday behavior that they have been justified? We'll be answering these 11 questions from the book of Romans in the days ahead. Let's pause for some music so you'll have an opportunity to think back over those questions.
Thank you.
are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour, and we're glad you are listening. It's always exciting when we're beginning to study a new book. And to think that we're about to look into the Epistle to the Romans. William Tyndale called the book of Romans a light and a way into the whole Scriptures. Martin Luther said, "It is the true masterpiece of the New Testament. It can never be too much or too well read or studied, and the more it is handled, the more precious it becomes." That was by Martin Luther. We believe many of you will want more information on this course of study, so be sure to copy down our address, which will be given at the end of the program. Now, Lesson 1 and page 2 of that lesson. Let's look at the first question. What is the subject of Romans? The theme of this letter is the gospel. After identifying himself as the writer, he tells us that by a divine summons, he has been sent forth to preach the gospel. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. That was Romans 1, verse 1. Paul mentions the gospel three other times in this first chapter. The second big question to be answered in Romans, what is the gospel? First, let's look at the dictionary meaning. There we learn that the word itself means good news. The gospel is the good news. Paul tells us at least six other important facts about the gospel in this section. It is the gospel of God. This means that God is the author of the good news. It was not made up by man. The gospel was promised by the prophets of the Old Testament. You'll see this in Romans 1, verse 2. This remark might have been made especially for the benefit of the Jewish people who believed the Old Testament, but who resented the gospel as a new and the false teaching. The gospel is the good news concerning God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We see this in verse 3. The gospel is all about him, this wonderful person, who is descended from David as far as his humanity is concerned, but who is demonstrated to be the eternal Son of God by his power to raise the dead. Romans 1:4. He is both God and man. The gospel is God's power unto salvation, verse 16. This is Romans 1:16. It is the instrument that he uses for saving every person who believes in Christ. The gospel is for all, for the Gentiles as well as the Jews. Let's read that verse, Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. That was Romans 1:16. This is a very important point. The Jews to whom Paul often preached hated to hear this, that the gospel is for everyone. Frequently in this letter, Paul has to contend that the good news is for all, and he proves it from the Scriptures. The gospel is the good news that people are saved by faith alone. Romans 1:17. That's Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Here we come to the heart of the gospel message. God saves men on the principle of believing and not of doing. Let me repeat that important statement. God saves men on the principle of believing and not of doing. Also in verse 17, we find the first occurrence of the word righteousness in the epistle. Let's pause and consider its meaning. The word righteousness is used several different ways in the New Testament. First, it's used to describe that characteristic of God by which he always does what is right, just, and proper. When we say that God is righteous, we mean that there is no unfairness, dishonesty, or wrong in him. In Romans 1:17, the verse that we read earlier, we learn that the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. In other words, the gospel tells us how God can save ungodly sinners and still be just in doing so. Second, the righteousness of God is used to describe the standard of perfection which God demands of his creatures. Since he himself is righteous, he requires absolute righteousness from those who dwell with him in heaven. As we shall see in these studies of Romans, man is unable to achieve this righteousness by his own efforts. Finally, the righteousness of God refers to the perfect standing which God provides for those who believe on his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, those who are not in themselves righteous are treated as if they were righteous. God sees them in all the perfection of Christ. Let me repeat that. Thus, those who are not in themselves righteous are treated as if they were righteous. God sees them in all the perfection of Christ. We must stop here and continue next time. But you can see that we're going to deal with some tremendous truths in the book of Romans. Remember, this entire course is available in paperback. Please write to us for information. Also, if we deal with a subject that you don't quite understand, send us your questions. Our address will be given in just a few moments. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.